As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown, buddy. We got six guns out at the OK Corral this morning. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, Winchester in the saddle, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, October the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Well, of course, you know who I am. Well, we got news, not much of it. Facts, certainly, and opinions today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, maybe you are not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, not collectivism. And remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. And join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of small town rural America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. We're carrying the broadcast this morning, we hope. The listener call in number remains 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals struggle to shake off the bearish market trends. A lot of declines in the market, lots of red ink in the market to talk about today. We'll go there in a moment. Occupy Wall Street is a Democratic Party version of the Tea Party. We'll talk about that briefly. 19th century European banking money. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Put it behind us. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $3.20. It's gone the other way now and falling fast at $1,645.80 a troy ounce. Silver up 53 cents at $31.04 an ounce. Platinum up 12 bucks at $1,499. And palladium up $19 at $590. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $16.35.30 for a low, $16.56.10 for a high. But at $16.45.80, your gold was up an hour ago, $297.60 year-to-year for a 22.06% return on your investment. Of course, just before we went on air here, I noticed that we have a steep and precipitous waterfall-like event happening as the ETFs come in and slam the marketplace once more. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 131 at 10,940. The NASDAQ closed up 56 at 2461. S&P 500 closed up 20 at 1,144. Crude oil this morning up another $1.02 at $80.70 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. U.S. dollar index up 42 basis points at 79.36 last night about midnight. They were pushing even, Stephen, about 79 and 79, changing rapidly this morning. Let's take a look over here, and I'm going to slide across the top of the browser, pick up the market watch here, and take a look, see what's happening. Dow's open and running. It's off 44 so far. The NASDAQ is now down 2. S&P 500 now off 4. And gold off $3 at $1,639. Well, pick that all up right there, right after this first break. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, October the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Going to forego some of this repeat I usually do on the markets. There's a lot of stuff I'd like to get into today. But anyway, let's just press along here once again. Let's look at the foreign exchange rates for this morning. Of course, with a bump up in the U.S. dollar index, we should see a negative in the Forex, and that's what happened. Where we find the Canadian loonie off 35 basis points at 95 cents U.S., the Mexican peso off 16 basis points at 7 cents, the euro down 46 at $1.33, British pound off 107 basis points. Big move down there for the British pound at $1.53, and the Swiss franc continues to get trashed. Anyway, off of 0.63% at $1.08 U.S. The two-year yields in the bond and indebtedness, the U.S. Treasuries at 0.26, coming up a little bit from where they were last week. The 10-year yield is at 1.93 and the 30 at 2.89. Of course, that 10-year benchmark impacts the foreign exchange rates in an alternate way, as well as the mortgage markets, where this morning we find in the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgages, national average, moving up. Yesterday we reported it was 3.37% yesterday and a month prior. Yet this morning it's up 3.38%. Just kind of a little trickle around. Maybe they found a bit of a bottom for that 15-year mortgage. Maybe not. We'll see. But the 30-year this morning moves down, a strong move down from 4.21% to 4.03%. Still trying to get people to come into the mortgage market and buy up some of the toxic assets that the bankster gangsters have dumped on the market with their amazing robo-signing and other things going on And the Econo Day calendar for this morning, jobless claims is the big news. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index has just come out. It looks like we might go there, and we could come back perhaps later and see if we can pick up the EIEIO natural gas report. Not that that's so important. Let's look at the Consumer Comfort Index. Yeah, it's out. The Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index rose to a minus 50.2 in the week ended October the 2nd from the prior period's minus 53. That was the second lowest level on record. So people are not feeling very comfortable, all right? I don't imagine that you are either. Lots of unrest in America and around the world. Among the Comfort Index three components, the measures of personal finances rose to a minus 9.1 last week from a minus 11.6 the prior period. The buying climate gauge climbed to a minus 57.3 from a minus 61, which was the lowest level since the aftermath of the Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. bankruptcy in 2008. And the index of Americans' views on the economy rose to a minus 84.3 from a minus 86.4. So all in all, things are looking really bad from a consumer comfort index, but it's a little less bad this morning than it has been recently. And lastly, from Econo Day, the jobless claims, the consensus, the prior was 391,000. Of course, they had to revise that. Prior revise came up to 395,000. Consensus was for 410,000 new jobless claims. They had a range from 395 to 415. They came in at 401,000. So here's the report. Jobless claims are pointing to little September to August change in the labor market. Initial claims for the October 1st week total 401,000 people. Initial jobless claims. It's the first time they've stood in line, or maybe they're back in line again. But that is just a government bunch, just under half a million folks out of work going in and getting their unemployment claims. We've been reporting on these kind of numbers for over a year. Don't know how much longer it's going to be. It's like Star Trek, you know. Captain Kirk asking for Scotty for just a little bit more juice. He's already shaking the rafters with it, giving it all she's got. And that's about where we're at. But again, the Econo Day consensus was for 410. Continuing claims likewise show no conclusive change. So the people that are just out there, and I mean they continue to extend the length of time that somebody can stay on unemployment, you know, it's like 52 weeks and 100 weeks and 90 weeks, and, well, you get the idea. It's just like continued subsidy for those unemployed folk. Data for the September 24th week show a 52,000 decrease to 3.7 million people on continuing claims, 3.7 million. But the four-week average of 3.739 million is virtually unchanged with the month-ago comparison, yet the unemployment rate for insured workers did tick lower, down to 2.9% following seven straight weeks. Well, let's get some other numbers on that. Slip over to the other side of the browser and pick up shadowstats.com. The unemployment rate. Now, for those of you that have and listened to the broadcast before and you've been following along, you know that I quite frequently point over to John Williams' Shadow Stats or Shadow Government Statistics website. It's just simply shadowstats.com, where he has alternate unemployment and inflation numbers for us. But this morning, alternate unemployment charts, the seasonally adjusted SGS alternative unemployment rate reflects current unemployment reporting methodology adjusted for the SGS estimated long-term discouraged workers who were defined out of official existence in 1994. In other words, in order to paint a happy face on situations, we start, you know, changing the rules of the game. And so that upset John Williams, and he stuck seriously with it. And so the numbers that he produces are somewhat more credible, probably a lot more credible than anything you're going to get from the government. That estimate is added to the BLS estimate of U6 unemployment, which includes short-term discouraged workers. You also have people that are dying. You know, we have generations of people dying. Steve Jobs dying, you know, people dying. And they're not reported in here either. The U3 unemployment rate is the monthly headline number. The U6 unemployment rate is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or the BLS, broadest unemployment measure, including short-term discouraged and other marginally attached workers, as well as those forced to work part-time because they can't find full-time employment. And I could add to that, then there's the people who you might say underemployed. In other words, not able to work in a career field, not able to work in a trade or a craft, they've taken alternate work, you know, like flipping burgers for Mickey D's. Well, what he's got showing here in his SGS alternative is about 22.5% unemployment. Now, you know, you can go up on the Econoday website, you can go up any place and look, and you'll find that the FedGov continues to report about a 9% unemployment. That's drastically different from this 22.5% that John Williams shows here. For the broadest, the U6, he's showing somewhere above 15, about a 17% unemployment. And, of course, FedGov is hanging in there. They're all stuck in the mud with 9.2, and they're just dead wrong. So, anyway, that's that. So let's drop back off the side of the browser. Pew, zing. Go here. Talk a little bit more about this. I'm really kind of getting disheartened by this continuing process that's happening. Anti-Wall Street protests spread from New York. This article off of Bloomberg, can't say that it's not in the mainstream. Of course, they're not going to mention Ron Paul this morning. But this, by Esme Duprez and Allison Vection, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg, demonstrators from New York City to San Francisco took to the streets yesterday to protest what they call a growing wealth disparity between large U.S. corporations and average citizens in the wake of the financial crisis. I'm going to pick it up and go through this article when we come back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So no doubt, whether we want to ignore this or whether we need to address this, you know, it's going to continue, it's going to persist, and it's going to grow. And that's where it's headed. But again, yesterday I brought out and have reminded you several times, really, over the past, since I've been on Oracle, of a book that I have in my library. I picked it up off of one of these discount tables at a bookstore back in 1999, and it's titled The Free Speech Movement, Coming of Age in the 1960s. And it was written by a David Lance Goines, G-O-I-N-E-S, David Lance Goines. Again, the free speech movement coming of age in the 1960s. And so for some of you might be in that age range, and many of you who are not, we're much younger than that. If we can go back and take a look at the beginnings of what really became, you know, the 60s, and then eventually it turned into the anti-war protesting against Vietnam. And then it just morphed. And I'll just go run through the little, you know, ditty that I have on that in my mind. And that is basically, it started out with the beat era. And then the beatniks, that's your bongos and your turtlenecks. And, you know, playing music in bistros and stuff like that and taverns. Bongos and guitars and all that. And then it went from the beatniks, basically, into this free speech type of a area where there was the sit-ins and all of that. And then the Beatles came along, and so then there was the love-ins and all of that, we remember. And there was a real major change that occurred right in there. We'll come back to that in a moment. And from that, then, of course, it went into the anti-Vietnam War protest. But in the middle of all of that was the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard protests that they had in Alabama, Selma, and other places marching like that. And, of course, you know, that was another communist deal. And sadly, but that's the way that goes. You know, facts are facts, kind of stubborn things. But anyway, then from that, again, it went into the anti-war demonstrations. A lot of this is centered out of Berkeley, California. Berkeley is about as far left on the left coast as you can get, has been for a long time. It was out of Berkeley, California, that Amitai Etzioni then went on, I think, to Columbia, then down to Georgetown. And, of course, he's the head of the Communitarian League, if you will. And you can find out the anti-communitarian stance from Nikki Rapana's website, the Anti-Communitarian League. I can't remember the PROP or URL off the top of my head. I haven't been there in a while. But anyway, so there was that. And then after the anti-war demonstrations pretty well started to wrap up, and of course that's your Jane Fonda and Tom Hayden and all of that, then it went into the next stage, which was the Flower Children. And I wrote a song and played it all over the United States back then, where basically our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology, all right? And that's one of the lines out of that song. Our eyes were turned from freedom to ecology on that day. And it was in People's Park in Berkeley, California. And I was there the day that this thing went down. And anyway, so we'll just jump forward from that. We talked about that during the Macondo oil spill, remembering the Santa Barbara oil spill as well. And from the Flower Children now, that then opened up the doorway to the communes, but of course at the same time, young people were not only over in Israel starting these kibbutzism, and the kibbutzism program was going on, but Israel also had, or the Jews also had this Jewish autonomous oblast that was set up for them by Joseph Stalin, the capital of which is Borobidzhan, which lies on the north side. North lies north of the Amur River, in the Amur River Valley. And, of course, many of you remember, you know where the Sakhalin Peninsula is, right off the Pacific Ocean there. You go up go past the Sakhalin Peninsula north and then back around it, and you come down, and that is the estuary of the Amur River. And the Amur River is one of the largest, longest rivers in that area and the world. and it makes up the northern border between China and Russia. And so very carefully, well-sited, this place that has south of Paris, I think, on a latitude, south of Berlin on a latitude, and it's on the Pacific side of things. So it's a relatively decent place. It has lots of timber and minerals and other things, but that's where Stalin set up at the during his reign or regime, set up this Jewish autonomous oblast, a special homeland for the Jews. Well, they didn't like that. They wanted Israel. So anyway, you all know that story. But so they got multiple options. But this, they tried to do kind of communal living in the J-A-R, the JAR, J-A-R, the Jewish Autonomous Region or the Jewish Autonomous Oblast. And it didn't do, a lot of people came from all over the world, but it didn't do very well. It always requires work. And, of course, you know, if you're used to having soft fingers doing a lot of work, doesn't work. And unless you wanted to bring in a lot of Chinese coolies to do your hard work for you, it just basically failed. And today there is, I think, but one synagogue left over there. And it is only a part-time synagogue and is shared with a Christian church the other days of the week. So, nevertheless, there was that whole effort there in the United States, in California and all up and down the West Coast and the Central States and the East Coast, all across America. That was when we started to get involved with, you know, the organic gardening, the Rodale program and all of that. Everybody wanted, you know, it was more important to have a Troy-built rototiller than it was to have a new car, you know. So there was lots of communes and, you know, that sprung up all over the place and people running around naked or living in teepees or wiki-ups and things like that and little children being born named Branch and Leaf and that sort of stuff, all right? Anyway, then that whole process, as the students, the young people, graduated from college out of Berkeley and University of Washington and University of Oregon, Eugene, and other places, they all graduated out of college, got their master's degrees, most of them went into business. A lot of them were professionals. And then so on that side of things, that's where we wind up having these, what ultimately became the neocons. They were the yuppies, and then they went into the yippies. And the yippies is just a more radical way of looking at the yuppies. And so from all of that, now we find all of those people are in positions of power, all right? Your Dick Cheney's and your Donald Rumsfeld's and your William Crystal's and all of that. That's where that movement ultimately got to. And a lot of people that hold office today from the baby boom generation came through that whole influence. Well, what we're having to deal with here in this book, the free speech movement, it will show you the names and dates and places, not only of actions. You know, we talk about street actions today. It'll tell you the names of places, who the organizers were, what kind of actions were happening, sit-ins, love-ins, all of that sort of stuff, running around naked. All of the songsters that were out there, Melvinia Reynolds, you know, the mamas and papas and, you know, the whole nine yards, you know the story. All right, some of you do anyway. But if you don't, you might try and find a copy of this book because it will be illuminating. It'll open your eyes to some things that really happened. And so what we see now today basically are carbon copies. You know, we get that with the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance and the people out there that are starting these communes and the raw milk and all that sort of stuff. A lot of that is carryover from the 60s and the 70s, seriously. And so this anti-Wall Street protest, again, this is the article, picketers marched. Picketers marched. You know, picketing. Whenever you say picketers, what are you talking about? You're talking about union. Picketers marched as part of the Occupy Wall Street movement that began 3 weeks ago in Lower Manhattan. And it spread across the U.S. The New York crowd was estimated at 10,000. Which is pretty small, considering, you know, in New York, you can get a crowd of 10,000 people just by killing a cop. There's power in numbers, they say, and we outnumber the people we're trying to hold accountable. They're trying to hold accountable. That's nice. Henry Leidtka, L-I-E-D-T-K-A, a 27-year-old pharmacy worker from New Jersey, said, he's protested since October the 2nd. And we'll come back to this again and keep going with it for a few more minutes. Your calls are welcome.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting. .com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so also in my mind when I started talking about the free speech movement was to understand that throughout all this entire period, if you will, whether we go back to, you know, the civil rights demonstrations and King and his family and all of that, and bring it all the way forward as I've described, there are always people involved inside of movements, let's say, that are not involved with the movement. They're just kind of also-rans. They're people that are disgruntled. They're people who would like to see a better world around them, and they're willing to get behind something, you know, that if they think that it'll go that way. We saw that in the Ron Paul revolution, if you will. We've seen it in all these movements. It always happens. So there's when we talk about this kind of a phenomena that's coming down on us and at us right now, there are a lot of people that are sincere. There are a lot of people that, like I say, they're disgruntled. They've been displaced. They're out of work. We've got millions of people all across America who have a right to be pissed off and really pissed off at outsourcing and offshoring. People who really ought to have an axe to grind, you know, with the collectivists. And yet they fall into these collectivist programs unknowingly because they are perhaps no wiser than you or I. When we started on this journey, my journey started a long time ago, but nevertheless, a lot of people that are just new, so to speak, you know, you've heard the phrase, woke up. Well, when did you wake up? Well, I guess I woke up pretty doggone early. Anyhow, I hope to think that I'm still awake today, but at this time of the morning, it's hard to be certain. Here's another book for your use. to consider Fabian Freeway, The High Road to Socialism in the USA. All right, the Fabian Freeway. Kind of hard to get in hard copy. You might be able to find one or get it on a special lend from the libraries. The High Road to Socialism in the USA by Rose L. Martin. Rose L. Martin. You really can put these two books together, The Free Speech Movement and The Fabian Freeway. You can bring it together with the Anglo-American expansion of what became not just socialism, positivism. You know that. That's where I go all the time. I keep showing you where it really lies. This is positivism. But we have lots of different ways of expressing it. Socialism, communism, communitarianism, and so on. Communalism, even the freedom movement, you know. But once you start to see certain things, then, and after you've done enough homework, then you're not as easily led astray. Like I say, that here on, you know, on the broadcast, we encourage you to run your antennas of discernment all the way up. We like to look like bugs here with our antennas all the way up because we can sense the crap before we fall in love with it. So continuing, picketers, and every word is important. How words are used, you know, this is me, Dupre, and Allison Bechtin writing collaboratively for Bloomberg under the tutelage of an editor, you know, Bloomberg, Bloomberg, New York City. You don't get any closer to the heartbeat than this. Picketers marched as close as part of the Occupy Wall Street movement that began 3 weeks ago in Lower Manhattan. I don't know, to give you a clue. And has spread across the U.S. They say the New York crowd was estimated at 10,000. Power in numbers. We outnumber the people we're trying to hold accountable. Well, they're pointing at Wall Street for accountability. And that's probably the last place to point, unfortunately. You've got the Federal Reserve banking system, and you've got Congress, and you've got the SEC. And the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, is, you know, just basically shredding documents. The people that need to be held accountable are the people who can actually do something about this problem, all right? But this is not where this is going at all, all right? That's not where it's going at all. They're using slogans, and there's lots of people out there, United We Strike and others, use a lot of slogans, but they're, if you examine the solutions that offered or proffered, they turn out to be nothing but gas bags. Okay? We should be bailing out the American public. No, we shouldn't. It's not yours to give. Just because it's an egregious, you know, considered to be egregious to bail out the banks, it'd be no less egregious to bail out the American public. You know, being part of that public, I would take great offense thinking that people are just being given huge checks. Well, I have lived an entire life of austerity, you know, living well beneath my means, you know, trying to save a little bit for the future and so on and so forth. It penalizes all the people, let's say, that have been doing the right thing all their lives. No, we're not bailing out anybody. But that's the problem with the collectivists. As soon as they can smell corn, they want to get their nose in the trough. But anyway, we should be bailing out the American public, this fellow says, not corporations, by raising the minimum wage, bringing back jobs from overseas, and improving labor conditions. And as I mentioned yesterday, we went through those 13 points and their demands. You can see that they've thrown into these demands lots of throwaways. They're throwaways. And as I mentioned, they're using lengthy compound sentences. Now, when you sit down actually at the table, not out of the street, but at the table, where you can actually have a voice in a deliberative assembly, where you can actually do something. When you come to a table with the Palestinians and the Likudniks and Benjamin Netanyahu, you come to the table and you bring these compound sentences, these, you know, huge conglomerated goals and ideals. It's because you have things that you're willing to throw. They're cards that you're willing to toss out. So you can start off with demand number one in the very first, you know, get-go and talk about reinstalling tariffs and then immediately turn around and replace right behind that the idea that everybody, that minimum wage should be raised to $20 an hour. Now, you're going to throw away the tariffs. You go, oh, yeah, well, I can understand tariffs are a bad thing. So you throw that away, but then you hold your $20 minimum wage. A $20 minimum wage, you think the United States of America and our companies, our small business people today are crippled? Put $20 an hour as a minimum wage and more people will close their doors. You'll be able to hear the sound of the doors closing from Wall Street. Bringing jobs back from overseas. Well, we can all understand and appreciate that. We'll talk about it a little bit in the news basket here. And improving labor conditions. So what's wrong with our labor conditions? You don't like to be warm in the wintertime. You don't like to be cool in the summertime. You don't like to have light. You don't like to have, you know, OSHA up and down every place making sure that you're as safe as you possibly can be. You don't like taking 20 minutes out every single day for a safety meeting. You don't want hard hats. You don't want safety boots. You don't want... What's wrong with your working conditions? What's your major malfunction on labor conditions? Labor conditions have brought so much additional cost to business that it's almost impossible to do business under these labor conditions. You know, 2 weeks off for this and 2 weeks off for that and natal care and prenatal care and 2 weeks with the baby and this and that. Come on. Wake up. Anyway, get a little steamed here. Protesters criticize the government for propping up hobbled financial giants. We can agree on that. Including Citigroup, Inc., Bank of America, so on and so forth, with $700 billion taxpayer-funded bailouts in 2008. And then, of course, the article doesn't talk about all the bailouts that went to foreign banks. Now, once again, we're not talking about the central banking system. We're naming names of individual banks. And I don't think that should be included the way that it is in this article. While leaving Americans to struggle with unemployment, depressed wages, soaring foreclosures, okay, where in all of this do they mention the United Nations? Where in any of this do they mention Agenda 21? Where in any of this do they talk about the United Nations Migration and Development Agenda? They don't, which tells me they're as collectivist and as red as you can get. All right? So let's continue. We bail them out, and they're not lending the money. How many people out there that are employed today would be able to qualify for a loan tomorrow? Very few. How many businesses out there that have had an 8-year trend of losing money in red ink would be able to, you know, qualify for a loan to expand their business? Very few. As we've gone through all of this commercial banking stuff and spent weeks at it, you know, we've discovered that there's a whole lot more going on here than meets the eye. And unfortunately, there are a whole lot of people that are high on emotion and low on intellect. And that's a real problem because they're dragging other people with them. And they're going to bring us all down. They're just holding on to it, giving themselves bigger bonuses and not paying their fair share of taxes. We've got an article in the browser on that this morning. We'll come back to that issue. Union support. Now, with the unions, you can go back to the Wobblies, you can go back to the populists, you can go back to the beginning. Go all the way back to Gustavus Myers, the history of the great, you know, American fortunes. We've shared that for weeks, you know, talking about that book. Showed you how we came up out of nothing here with the colonies and built this up. And we saw how the great fortunes were developed. People like Junius Morgan and the Vanderbilts and the Hills and all the rest of them. You know, the railroad development and canal building and the coasting trade and all of that, step by step by step. There was lots of leeway given as we were trying to get set up. And then when we pulled it back a little bit, we went through a variety of different tries to get things like antitrust and monopoly busters. But always and forever, the big money interests have taken that over. Even something simple like we went through for days and days about the Interstate Commerce Commission, where we show you that it was created out of public opposition, cross currents of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion. It was created that way. And then once that legislation got passed, all the people who had needs that they wanted to have met, thought they had their needs met, they went away. They fell back asleep. And the big railroad magnates came in, and ever since then, they've run this, you know, Interstate Commerce Commission. The same thing can be said for the creation of the Uniform Law Commission, which is a follow-on from the creation of the American Bankers Association and the American Bar Association and the American Medical Association. So, big pictures, and overly simplistic solutions being offered.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live free or die radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And, of course, for all of those out there listening via the Internet this morning, you know, we do have this broadcast within a broadcast. You can go to becomevocallocal.com if you can, if your hands are busy, but your brain is free. And jump into the chat room there. It's about the only thing you'll find on my website. I'm not posting very much information to the website. You know, I have a limited interest in that. But the chat room is certainly there for you. And every day we've got a broadcast within the broadcast happening in the chat room. Of course, 10K Puddles is in there. He's always banging out the links and whatnot. And basically, about as quick as I can get something out of my mouth, you know, like the Fabian Freeway, he's got the link in there where you can go and find it, apparently. You know, these are some of the things that you can access right by going to the website there. Becomevocallocal.com. Just click on the chat room link. You don't have to sign in or anything like that. And you can come in and take advantage, add, contribute, discuss. And there's lots of good discussion in my chat room particularly. Anyway, continuing along, union support. U.S. labor unions will support the Occupy Wall Street demonstrations with rallies next week. So we see the unions coming in behind this. And then because the protests have tapped into the anger of the unemployed Americans, the AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said yesterday, all right? Now, again, just remember what happened up in Wisconsin with the governor up there. And they basically came in and they did a sit-in. All right, this is classic. Go back to the free speech movement. This is your classic, you know, I hate to say left. Why don't we just say socialist, all right? The same kind of communist and socialist strategies that were used in the free speech movement. And as far as the free speech movement is concerned, the free speech movement, even though, you know, it would champion the freedom of speech, it really altered American education in drastic ways. The changes that were made in education at that time period, there were so many tenured professors out there. There were so many professors out there that had taught in an academic and a professional fashion, at low wages. You know, the only gratification they had was maybe being recognized as a professor. I've got the books. I share the books with you. You know, I'm about 300 pages into this 1945 edition of the Principles of Economics written by a man named Noble. 760 some odd pages. It's a first year accounting book. If you had had an opportunity to go to a college where they taught that as first year accounting, it would have been a blessing. All right? Today you don't get that kind of an education at all. No opportunity for it. Why? Well, because academia has shifted. It's been co-opted. It's part of the inside now. It's no more reliable than going into Hollywood. It's no more reliable than CNN, CBC, CNBC, Fox. I don't know. I can't name them all. I never have had a television. I don't follow that crap. Anyway, so let's go on. He says Trumka again. He's the AFL-CIO president, Richard Trumka, said yesterday, quote, "We're not going to try to usurp them." Isn't it funny? I mean, using that phrase ever since the usurper, you know, started gaining traction in his election, and now people are using usurp everywhere, and that's great. But anyway, he says, "We're not going to try to usurp them." Well, that means that they're going to usurp them, or that they already have, or that they're financing. Trumka, leader of the nation's largest labor federation, said on a conference call with reporters, "We'll support them around the country, and we'll continue to work collectively with one another." It's a collectivist organization. You want me to drag all this stuff out? You know, proletarian lessons, I've been through that with you before. You can find it in the archives. It goes all the way back to the 30s. Anyway, they say they were not going to try and usurp them. And they will support them around the country. Well, how much support are they going to give? Hundreds of thousands? Millions? How much? Will they give people a pass? You know, I don't know how many of you have ever been in a union before, but during the time when the NAFTA was being considered for passage, I was in the Carpenters Union, all right? I had to get into the Carpenters Union in order to be able to do field engineering and layout on big government contracts like military installations and things like that. And so I went down and I tested in and I became a union journeyman carpenter layout foreman. All that means pretty good money. Anyway, so I did that. But the pressure that was on the unions at the time to object loudly to NAFTA was heavy. You know, I still have my hard hat. It's over in the other room. And I've got the Not This NAFTA stickers all over the top of it. Okay, I was a foreman at the time, wore the white hat, not the yellow one. Anyway, let's continue. In New York, members of the National Nurses United, the profession's largest U.S. union, Transport Workers Union Local 100, the biggest labor organization in the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, and the Working Families Party, a coalition of community organizations, the Working Families Party. Right, this is a spirit of division. We talked about that. Marched to Wall Street from Foley Square north of City Hall. Marching. On the streets, marching. The Transport Union applauds, here's the quote, applauds the courage of the young people on Wall Street. Well, not everybody that I've seen in these videos so far is young. They're not antiques, but some of them are definitely not young. You know, Peter, Paul, and Mary are older than I am. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. The Transport Union applauds the courage of the young people. Of course they would. They are always working to get, you know, to recruit in at the bottom. Workers and ordinary citizens are putting up all the sacrifice, and the financiers who imploded our economy are getting away scot-free. Well, they're not necessarily, workers and the ordinary citizens, they're not necessarily putting up all the sacrifice. I don't know if you've been around your area, but there's a lot of people that are deeply invested in businesses, small businesses, that employ anywhere from, let's say, 2 to 50 or more people, and they're doing everything that they can do to hang on, and those entrepreneurs are on the edge of a rolling bankruptcy daily, all right? And they're doing all that they can do to keep from sacking their help at any time. People losing hope. Lawrence Fink, the chief executive officer of BlackRock, Inc., why are these names in this Occupy Wall Street article? Anyway, the world's largest asset manager said he understands the concerns of the protesters. Here's a quote. "These are not lazy people sitting around looking for something to do," said Fink, 58, yesterday during an event in Toronto. Quote, "We have people losing hope and they're going into the street, whether it's justified or not." And so, again, it just underlines here, Mr. Fink, you're right. That's absolutely the truth. what we're underlining here is that there is social unrest. And whenever there's social unrest, remember the words, you know, never let a good crisis, Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. Even if you have to create the crisis, remember the Hegelian dialectic and the idea of synthesis first, then the antithesis, and then the thesis. And so if you wanted to get to this place in 2008, if you wanted to come into the 2012 time period with this kind of an action, you had to start early. That's one of the things we don't do very well. We don't plan ahead to get ahead. Basically, what most people in what you would call the Patriot of the Truth movement are reactionary. We react to the things we see in the news. We react and react and react rather than becoming proactive and taking control of the political parties, both of them, left and right, Republican and Democrat, at the county committee meeting, man and committee woman level, in your local voting precincts, so that in one election cycle we could actually make a difference. I get a little gritty from time to time. Not everyone watching the march near Wall Street yesterday supported the protesters, and we had the same thing in the Vietnam anti-war movements. There were people who, you know, whose sons and daughters were in Vietnam, and they were really offended by the anti-war movement. Well, there were a lot of people that were in the anti-war movement who had brothers and sisters in Vietnam, which got them out on the street. And six of one and half a dozen of the other. But it continues here now, and this is important because they're putting this in words now for us. They're just a bunch of wacko leftists trying to get on TV, said O'Neill DeLorb, 33, an unemployed office worker from the Bronx. It's my fault that I'm not doing anything for work. It's not the government's fault. What? Well, O'Neill DeLorb is, you know, becoming accountable here, stepping up to the plate and admitting that it's her fault that she's not doing anything for work. It's the government's fault. It's not the government's fault, she says. Anyway, continue. It's kind of a weird addition, but it's in there. He said, I guess it's O'Neill is a guy. O'Neill, he said the demonstrators undermined their credibility by carrying iPhones and iPads made by Apple, which is valued at $350 billion. And they do. They do. The mixed messages are so huge. It's like, you know, cognitive dissonance runs so strong. I remember over there in Israel, they floated this out in Israel just the other day. Remember? They were, what was it, Rothschild Avenue? And so all of these, you know, round-faced Jews, you know, they all look like they had three squares a day for every day in their life, are out there protesting. They're sitting there besides their $300 and $400 tents with their couches that they've brought out from their apartments, and they want more. They want more. They want more. And unfortunately, you're underwriting most of it. We'll be back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, shakes, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, October the 6th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, as we begin the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. As I love to say, kicking off the shoreline and getting out to sea. But we're back into this sea of tarps, all right? The sea of tarps, bailout, sea of tarps, our name, you know, timely. But anyway, in regards to this article, and again, I'm pointing you right back over to Israel. They went through this. They got, you know, YouTube videos. They got mainstream media, lots of coverage, because the Jewish young people over there were dissatisfied with their situation, and they just weren't getting enough. They just weren't getting enough. They want more handouts. They want more. You know, cheaper apartments and higher wages. But you turn around and you go over and you take a look at Libya, where they pretty well solved all of that. And if you'd just get married and have babies, you'd be given a house, $50,000 worth U.S. and so on and so forth. You know, dirtbag cheap automobiles and very, very, very low cost fuel. You know, people living their lives. And I don't know. I can't say that I know enough about Gaddafi or Libya. I never even studied Gaddafi or Libya until it came up in the news. So, you know, I'm no authority on that. It's just that everything that has surfaced since then, including the writings of Ellen Brown and others, you know, have just gotten me to the point where I'm just not just mad as hell. I'm really disgusted that we're in there screwing up their country. Anyway, I would be in any condition, in anyone's country. We have no place there whatsoever, in my opinion. We've never done anything to offend us. Their signs and slogans oppose everything, and this is really the problem. All right, again. There's no real anything going on here except for social unrest, and it's being capitalized upon by every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Put it politely. Their signs and slogans oppose everything from bank bailouts and corporate influence in politics to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and insufficient job prospects. Public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation. You can go back to Albert Van Dicey, who came, he held the Vicinian chair. That was originally Blackstone, William Blackstone's chair over there in England. He came over, he gave a series of lectures. You can find those books and read them. Find those lectures in a book on Liberty Fund books and read them. And they're dry as hell, but it'll give you a good understanding of how powerful public opinion and cross currents of public opinion are and have been and will be as it influences law and legislation. So all of these signs that oppose everything from bank bailouts and corporate influence in politics to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan only speak to how broken our political system is. All right? As I mentioned before, going through this commercial bank and studying the banking, it's not so much that the banks are the real problem. If we hope to have commerce, you're going to need banks. There have been lots of problems that have come along the way, however, out of the banking establishments. Breaking down the firewall between investment bank and commercial bank could be just one to name. But there's lots and lots and lots of problems. Why? Because our oversight, our representatives, stopped representing us before the Civil War, before the War of Northern Aggression. And because we went to sleep on the prosperity that came out of two world wars, Ward and June Cleaver America, everybody with a two-bedroom level-entry Rambler and a 57 Chevrolet, you know, out in the driveway. We went to sleep in that time period. We were living our happy lives. You know, we were building things. We were prosperous. We were working turret mills. We were working in logging. And the collectivists just moved in on us. They came in with the Radical Red Republican Party. And a dime's worth of difference between the two parties, and that's not my words at all. All right? We'll come back and we're going to go further with the Sea of Tarps, talk about this article a little bit more. If you want to call in, certainly welcome to do so.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so continuing along now with this Sea of Tarps again. This is a lengthy article, all right? Not so long. I'm just taking a long time with it, I guess, would be a better way of looking at it. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Wall Street protests have Tea Party potential. All right? And this is very important. Very telling. All right? Again, since September the 17th, thousands of protesters have transformed New York's Zuccotti Park near the site of the World Trade Center. Got to throw that in there. Into a sea of blue tarps, leaving bags and tables, offering free medical care, food, and library books. Their signs and slogans oppose everything from bank bailouts and corporate influence in politics to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and Libya is not mentioned, nor is the saber-rattling of Israel against Iran mentioned, nor Syria, nor Turkey, nor Egypt, nor Tunisia. But anyway, Iraq and Afghanistan, maybe it's because they can spell them. I don't know. The protesters had a permit to demonstrate. Isn't that nice? You go and ask permission to be pissed off. and to use your free speech, right? Anyway, he said Paul Brown, deputy commissioner of the police department, Brian Sessa, police spokesman, said 12 were arrested last night, including one accused of assaulting a police officer. Last weekend, police halted a march over the Brooklyn Bridge, took about 700 activists into custody. You ever been in one of those roundups? Somebody in a chat room has. You'll know what they're like. You got to know what you're doing when you get involved at that level, folks. If you're willing to go out there in the street, and if you're willing to be in the front lines, then you need to be prepared to get maced in the face, clubbed on the head, drug off the field by your heels, loaded into a bus, and booked for a 72-hour hold. Now, if you're not ready for that, you need to stay in the back and be quiet. In San Francisco, demonstrators set up a camp of tents on a half-block stretch of Market Street outside the Federal Reserve Building, where some have been meditating and playing guitars. Like I said, well, there used to be a song. Let's see, what was it? Oh, very young, when will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Remember that song? Any older folks out there? Oh, very young, when will you ever learn? When will you ever learn? Mike Schwartz, 36, carpenter from Berkeley, who lost his home in Petaluma, California, the foreclosure in 2009, held a sign reading, "We're not leaving." All right? So here's Mike. He travels sweats. There's a hair mentioned in here, sweats and DARPAs and DORCAs. And yeah, you know whose words are getting out here. I wouldn't have to say that they're all Irish. Continuing, we're not leaving. Here's another one. Quote, "I've been waiting for this moment, for this day, a long time now," Schwetz said. "I worked really hard for my whole life, for my home, and it was just taken away from me." I don't know how hard Schwetz worked for the Ron Paul campaign, but if he's willing to step out on the streets now, he's walked into the buzzsaw. According to an occupation status board at Zuccotti Park, the movement has spread to 147 cities in the U.S. and 28 overseas, netted $35,000 in donations, and led to the arrest of 805 people. There's progress. The website, and we're going to go there in a moment, OccupyTogether.org, listed events planned in more than 45 states. Now they've got meetup sites going up all over the world, you know? They're just, well, we'll get there. In cities including Boston, Chicago, Denver, and Seattle, the Occupy Wall Street Coalition has the potential to become, now notice, read this whole article just so that I can get this, the Occupy Wall Street Coalition has the potential to become the, quote, Tea Party of the Left. Tea Party of the Left. Close quote. If the protesters can transform their disparate list of grievances into targeted policy prescriptions, said Braden King, who's written on social and political movements at Northwestern University. About as lefto, westo, Northwestern as you're going to get. Braden King. We've got a Braden King, we've got a Schwetz, we got a Hart, a Kerr. Yeah. Anyway, no Thomas is listed here anyplace. But again, it has the potential of becoming the Tea Party of the Left. Now, we all know where the original Tea Party, now Boston Tea Party, that's coming up, what, this week? Sometime soon? It's right around the corner. What, it's going to be in Boston or Philadelphia this year? Anyway, it's going to be quite the deal. I'll try and find my notes, see if I can find the date for that. Maybe somebody in the chat room can find out where it's going to be and when it's going to be. But this is, again, this is going to be... Maybe Rand Paul, Gerard Griffin, the guitar player that got so popular, and other people are going to be showing up there. But again, it has the potential to become the Tea Party of the Left. That's what we need, right? Left, right, left, right. Stuck on stupid, grossly. As if the Eric Cantor, Stephen Forbes, Dick Armey Tea Party of the Right is any help. Now we'll have a Tea Party of the Left. They've been listening. They know that we're pissed off and we're tired, we're disillusioned. We no longer believe in Republicans and Democrats, and we know why. So they're going to rename the parties for us. Welcome to George Orwell. It'll be the Tea Party of the Right and the Tea Party of the Left. That's like having the Social Christian Democrats and the Christian Social Democrats. Just, you know, what's the permutation of three? They have to figure out what it is they're all about in order to become the force of change in the Democratic Party, like the Tea Party has been in the Republican Party, as a quote, King, an assistant professor of management at the Kellogg School of Management, said by telephone from Evanston, Illinois. They have to figure out what it is they are about in order to become the force of change in the Democratic Party, like the Tea Party has been in the Republican Party. Be careful. We do have the freedom to choose, but unfortunately choices do have consequences. Here's a quote. You're seeing possibly the roots of what may turn into a political party, or at least a political movement that has a voice, close quote, Eric Nielsen. Nielsen ratings, share, King, Hare, and the others mentioned in this article. Yeah, you know the root. Anyway, Eric Nielsen, 34, a self-described healer, said in an interview yesterday, said we were doing, playing our guitars, probably sitting cross-legged, we're meditating, and now we have a self-described healer in the article. The protesters stopped at an office building in the financial district whose tenants include Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley to chant, "We are the 99%. This is what democracy looks like." That's right. Mob rule. But they're not the 99%. These are they that would like to come out and say that they represent you and I when they don't. This is about 10,000 people, maybe, at the most out here, that represent the extreme end of the leftist cycle, communism and socialism and the Communist Party of America and green grass. They're not the 99%. They are a percentile, and they're not a majority force. Anonymous, a group of self-styled hacker activists behind attacks on corporate and government websites, vowed to support the protest by erasing the New York Stock Exchange from the Internet on October the 10th. Doesn't that send a wonderful message out? Doesn't that just call for an increase of activity from Janet Napolitano, the Department of Homeland Security? See where we're going with this? Stock exchange threat. The group posted a video message on YouTube declaring war on the stock exchange in retaliation for the rest of the Wall Street protesters. The message didn't elaborate on the threat or whether it would be referred to only as an attack on the big board website. And in Egypt, they shut off the Internet.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
Okay, so continuing along here, again, the stock exchange threat, Occupy DC. Now notice the language again here. Occupy DC, which has an encampment in Washington's McPherson Square. Occupy DC, which has an encampment in Washington's McPherson Square. What follows an act of rebellion typically? What does our Constitution say about rebellion? When you have an encampment, you transition from insurgent, which is the radical red Republican Party and the Democratic Party. They're continuing insurgents. We have an ongoing coup, an ongoing revolution every 2 and 4 years from within the political party structure. After all, what's in a political party? The sole goal and aim of a political party is to gain complete proximity to or complete control of governments. But when you have an encampment, you've just upped the ante. And they're using the word in this Bloomberg article. And Michael Bloomberg owns Bloomberg. And Michael Bloomberg is the mayor. And if Michael Bloomberg's asking them to use words like encampment or improving them, he's looking perhaps in the same way at Okie Dokie Park or whatever this is, and the Tent City, much the same way that Ronald Reagan viewed Kent State. If they want blood, give it to them. Celebrity supporters, including activist and filmmaker Michael Moore, enough said, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons, and musician Peter Yarrow. Peter? Paul and Mary. Peter Yarrow. 1960s era folk group, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Sit-ins. The Free Speech Movement, David Lance Goins, 10 Speed Press. Sit-ins are planned in at least 4 cities in Colorado in the coming weeks, according to an Occupy Denver organizer. The group, which hopes to attract 1,000 people for a march October the 8th, started camping out in front of the state capitol 11 days ago. Discussion topics among the crowd gathered in Denver last weekend include currency devaluation and the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. Well, at least it's there. And if they're going to close this article, lengthy article that it was, on any note, thank God they closed it on the 1913 Federal Reserve Act and currency devaluation. Well, there's a lot more news in the news. I hope you'll pardon me for my little rant here. Well, before I go to the rest of the news in the news, let's jump over here and take a look at this one. This is a website that was linked in that article. Occupy Together. You know, whenever you see Become Vocal Local, I always like to put Become in black and then Vocal Local in red. Well, they've picked it up. They must have been looking at my website. Because they got Occupy in red and then Together in black. Okay, well, some people look at red and they think of the radical red Republicans. When I look at the red, I see the same thing. I use these various allusions and words for different reasons, however, to draw your attention to them, not to come out in support of them. But this is their website about Occupy Together. Welcome to Occupy Together, an unofficial hub for all the events springing up across the country in solidarity. Maybe you got to know that word, solidarity. The upraised fist and the afro, you know, black power. Baby, solidarity. Know the roots. Know the words. As we have followed the news on Facebook, Twitter, and the various live feeds across the internet, we felt compelled to build a site that would help spread the word as more protests organize across the country. We hope to provide people with information about events that are organizing, ongoing, and building across the U.S. We, the 99%, take action against the greed and corruption of the 1%. This is a proletariat against the bourgeoisie. One more time. And we just buy into it. We run right down the road with it. We will try our best to provide you the most accurate information possible. However, we're just a few volunteers and errors are bound to occur. Be patient as we get this site off the ground, so on and so forth. We will only grow stronger in our solidarity and we will be heard. Yeah, united we strike with all the flags on the globe, right? And then it continues. But then it goes and it shows all the different meetups. Occupy meetups, Occupy Together meetups in 464 cities. And then it says find your local meetup. And so they got together with meetup using what was pioneered basically by the Ron Paul Revolution. Yes, that's right. I'm a former Ron Paul meetup organizer. The Rocky Comfort Ron Paul 2008 meetup group. Here in southwest Missouri, very rural southwest Missouri. But anyway, it just continues, and it's a very lengthy blogs, couple of things, posts in here, major site restructuring, Occupy San Francisco takes to the streets, so on and so forth. You can look at it for yourselves, occupytogether.org. You make up your own minds as to how you're going to fall on this one. I haven't made up my mind. I don't like to make up my mind. I'm just sharing with you what I see. Right now, and from what I see right now, this thing stinks like all get out. Super Committee may seek commission on federal pay and benefits. This is a headline, again, off Bloomberg. You know, we go there all the time, every morning. Roxana Tyron, writing this one by herself. U.S. Congressional Super Committee. Now, it's not a super committee, but this is what the media is floating. All right, this is the public notice. This is what you want. They want you to remember, U.S. Congressional Super Committee. The actual name out of Title IV there is Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, a Joint Select Committee. And it has a fixed number of people, it has fixed duties, it has fixed dates. I don't consider this as the end of the United States. It has a timeline for accomplishing the goals and then trigger events occur. Anyway, the U.S. Congressional Super Committee charged with cutting the deficit may consider whether cuts in federal pensions, pay, and health care benefits should be drafted by an independent commission. Now, if you read no further in this article, you would think, hell yeah, it's about time. But that's not the way the rest of the article goes. The panel might operate similarly to the 2005 Defense Base Closure and Realignment Commission, which presented Congress with a plan it had either to accept or reject without changes, according to two congressional staff members who were not authorized to speak on record. Reducing the cost of benefits might protect funds for weapons systems, such as Lockheed Martin Corporation, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, what a disaster that is, or Textron Inc., Boeing Company, V-22 aircraft. Reduce the cost of benefits and cut back wages, I guess, so that Lockheed Martin and Boeing, Textron, can continue to receive all of the pork barrel money. The Defense Department faces cuts. This is going to be the theme of the rest of the article. We started out talking about cuts in federal pensions, pay, and health care benefits, but it's going to go straight to military here. All right? They got a little sidebar photograph. It says the members of the Utah National Guard's 211th Aviation unit attend a job fair for military veterans in West Jordan, Utah. And I don't know whether or not you've noticed it, but it's certainly something hasn't gone under the radar for me. Certainly something I noticed. But here, this is supposed to be the 211th Aviation Group. And these guys, there's four of them here. Looks to me like from the photographs, they're all Negroes. But they're all in camis. Camis, baggies. bloused pants tucked into their high boots. They're in the United States. They're in West Jordan, Utah. My question is, since when did the official uniform of our military become baggy camos ready for battle dress? My father was in the military, retired at a pretty high rank, served 20 years, command pilot. And he always wore his uniform, and I question why these guys aren't wearing a uniform, or is battle fatigues and camo the standard fare today? What happened to khakis? What happened to the blues?
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Anyway, just a little bit further on this article. I'm almost tempted just to dump these other news articles, but there are a couple more pieces in here. And, you know, so it's six of one and half a dozen of the other. We can find out a little bit more about money. Money, 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 money. I guess we can just look at the way they're feeing it all away here. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, what a joke, and defense industry trade groups such as the Aerospace Industries Association have raised alarms. Panetta said further cuts would do serious damage to the U.S. ability to make changes in the defense structures that are responsible and that do protect this country for the future. My question is, protect us from what? We have succeeded in the last 100 years to make more enemies than anyone ever ought to have a right to. The people on this planet ought to be pissed off, rightfully so. But protect us from what? 200 and some odd nuclear weapons in Israel, and they run our Congress? Protect us from what? Congressional panels with jurisdiction over federal agencies must make their recommendations to the super committee by October 14th. The rest of this article, I'm not going to go any further with it. It's all about military. It doesn't say anything to do about going through all the various agencies and doing, as they said in the opening statement, looking at cuts in federal pensions, pay, and health care benefits. It doesn't say anything about going in and looking at federal pensions, pay, and health care benefits for congressors and all of their staffers and the senators. And all their staffers in the Judicial Department, all their staffers. Doesn't say anything at all about that. No, they're just going to go over there and, you know, impoverish, I suppose, the military a little bit more. Why not? They're just nothing but stupid, dumb animals fit for slaughter. Repatriation bill would tax offshore profits at 8.75%, right? So we got John McStain over here and a guy named Kay Hagan. And they want to give businesses an opportunity to bring home all of the trillions that they've made offshore as they outsourced and offshored all of our work away from America and all of our industries away from America and all of our technology out away from America and took it over to India and China and South Korea. And they want to repatriate their profits. They took away the work. They export our natural, you know, materials, minerals and stuff, but they bring it back in Wally World products, cheap Chinese plastic crap. But they make all their profits overseas, outsourcing and offshoring, and they want to bring it back, and they want to get a tax benefit of 8.75%. Well, the rate on repatriated profits coming back, would drop to 5.25%. If a company's payroll expanded during 2012, see, they didn't like paying wages here. They didn't like paying, you know, they didn't like playing the game with the regulatory agencies. They didn't want to go up against government. They were all helping that out, you know. They liked that. Like the reduced competition. Not everybody, you know, Tom's Hardware Store, he can't relocate to China. So he just goes out of business. Or sucks the hind teeting. But they take all their money aside, and instead of coming back and paying the capital gains tax at 35%, they want a bonus. They want to get it back in. They want to bring that money back in at 5.25%. This article doesn't go on and tell us what they want to do with that money when they bring it back in. Juggle it around, buy their stock shares, drive it up, gain more money, and then take that money and reinvest it in India and China, probably. But to qualify for the lowest tax rate, a company would have to increase its payroll by 10% as measured by additional workers or higher employee pay. Well, yeah, but Ford and Chevrolet and General Motors and all, GE and all the rest of them, they can increase their payrolls by 10%. Unfortunately, those payrolls are going up in India and China. They're not going up here. And I guess instead of paying $1 a month and all the rice you can eat, they'll pay $1.25 and then they'll qualify for the tax break. It won't just be simply repatriation, the Nevada Democrats said. I'm talking about Harry Reid here. Corporate tax holiday legislation would, quote, be a part of an infrastructure program. Aren't you about sick and tired of infrastructure? Go up and look at the demands, too. They talk about infrastructure. Yeah. Yeah. We got roads that could certainly be, you know, improved. We've neglected all of the infrastructure. It's called OTF, Operation to Failure, Operate to Failure. You don't keep the dams up to speed. You don't keep the nuclear power plants up to speed. Hell no. Let them go. Let them go. Actually, they're all owned by people from Europe and Asia anyway. Just let them go. And once we've done the depreciation schedule as far as we can, once we've raked all the profit out, then just let them go. If we can't sell the Chicago Skyway or the Pennsylvania Turnpike to the the Spanish companies, I will sell them to the Chinese or the Koreans. Anyway, it won't just be simply repatriation. It'll be part of an infrastructure program. They'll make a lot of money on that, too. And the unions will really capitalize on that because you don't build infrastructure in America unless you're either union wage or prevailing wage. Under the Hagan-McCain proposal, if a company repatriates profits and then reduces its staff, it would be required to add $75,000 to its gross income for every position eliminated. So there's six of one and half a dozen of the other. People don't think it's going to go, but that's what they're bringing on. The housing industry asked the U.S. Congress to adopt a no-harm principle, as if housing isn't already slapped down as far as it can go. But this is another one of these deals where we've got a real problem with the lobbyists. And there's no exception with the National Association of Home Builders. There was a time when Jerry Howard and his lobbyists at the National Association of Home Builders would buttonhole lawmakers to ask for a favor or a policy fix. A favor or a policy fix. You don't have enough of a voice. You haven't learned how to become vocal local. So you don't have enough of a voice to be able to go in and talk to lawmakers and ask for a favor or a policy fix. You don't have enough pocket change for it either. But today, confronted with a stagnant home prices, mounting foreclosures, and the thinning ranks of housing lobbyists, Howard and his remaining allies are asking for something new. What's he asking for? He's asking them to shut up, quote unquote. Shut up, Howard said, paraphrasing his message to lawmakers. Stop saying we're going to eliminate the mortgage interest deduction. Stop saying we're going to require everyone to put 20% down on a house. Stop saying there's no role for the federal government. Wow. Shut up. That's what Howard said. Well, Howard, you and your lobby can just take a flying leap. Let's go to the next one. U.S. apartment vacancy drops to a five-year low as rents increase. Now, as we talked about yesterday, America becoming a renter society. Remember when the shrub, Jorge Bush, when the shrub was talking about America becoming an ownership society? And if you could fog a mirror with your breath, you could qualify for a loan, and it brought us into the situation we find ourselves in today. Well, here's the downside. You know, it's all about the abolition of private property and the collectivization of the rents of the private property that's been seized, much the same as what happened in the Radical Red Revolution in France. The nobility and the clergy lost all of their land to the ravaging hordes. But anyway, this is the idea. We're becoming a renter's society. Everybody's been foreclosed out of their house. They've lost all of their equity position. They're not in a position, nor can they qualify for another loan. They've lost their job. They've been on extended unemployment benefits for 24 months. The only option they've got is the Motel 6 or an apartment. Or maybe they could live in their suck UV out near the edge of some one of our numerous wilderness areas if they were able to avoid the gendarmes and not get busted for doing so. The vacancy rate dropped to 5.6%, the lowest since the third quarter of 2006. The New York-based property research company said in a report today it was 5.9% in the previous 3 months and 7.1% a year earlier. So more and more people are turning to rental houses as opposed to an ownership society. Average monthly effective rent rose to $1,004 from $997 in the second quarter and $981 in the same period. Now, you can imagine that if you're out there in America and you're bringing in the bacon in the form of an unemployment check and you're being asked to pay or forced to pay or have to pay, no other alternative, $1,004 a month for rent, you can imagine that the window for opportunity of ever buying a home again for you is closed. With rents that high, you'll never be able to save enough money unless, you know, you just got a mega job to be able to put up a down payment and then move from there. And as a result, a lot of people are staying home. A lot of people are bundling up, they call it here. Mounting foreclosures, tighter credit for home buyers and young people moving out on their own, increased demand for apartments after the vacancy rate reached a three-decade high of 8% at the end of 2009. Leasing may be starting to cool as the U.S. unemployment rate sticks above 9% and concerns grow that the economy is weakening. Well, apartment demand in the third quarter was good, but maybe not as good as it could have been. Ryan Severino, senior economist at Rice, said in a telephone interview, quote, sentiment turned severely negative during August, and there was a heightened fear of the economy backsliding. So a lot of people renting, as opposed to owners. And we talked about the other article where they've got all these foreclosed houses out there and the banks are going to consider renting. Renting.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, you know, thinking about this Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, you know, we have a tendency in this country, and perhaps people around the world, we have a tendency to do the things that are convenient rather than the things that are necessary. You know, it's inconvenient. It's all kinds of inconvenient to become part of the system. It really is. And it's repugnant as hell. I mean, even if you had to weld your nostrils closed and walk into the room, you know, backwards, waving a willow wand and throwing salt over one shoulder, the places to be is not on the sidewalk. In a deliberative assembly, you want an opportunity to be in there, part of the dialogue. You want the opportunity in a deliberative assembly to be able to vote and to make motions and to make changes. And you're not going to change government. You're not going to change the Fed. You're not going to change Wall Street from the sidewalk. You know, if you really get to be a pain in the ass, they'll just drill you. They'll drive you down, and especially if they can isolate you in heavy, you know, urban areas like that. And they commandeer all the buses, and they'll just arrest the whole lot of you. It's happened in the past. It'll happen. Everybody ever remember the Haymarket riots? They'll shoot you down, blow you away, and do it with glee. And how many people are in this country? How many military people are in this country from these groups in Mexico? How many people are German military in this country? You don't think that they could bring in some of these assets, like the Koreans from Idaho? They couldn't bring in these assets on buses and then just turn them loose on a crowd of Americans? They'd love to. They'd love to. The trouble we've caused in their countries, they'd love to. They'd blow your ass away. Gleefully. The place to do our business is at the table, not out in the street. And some of you may go to Rule of Law Radio from time to time. Randy Kelton, you might not have heard about it. Randy was wrongfully convicted of operating a private investigation company without a license. He's trying to do the right thing. He's trying to work within the system to help people who have been screwed by the mortgage bankers to get out of the trouble that they're in. Anyway, he was convicted of operating a private investigation company without a license in Cherokee County, Texas. On September the 29th of 2011, you can find this little blurb up on the Rule of Law Radio. There's a chip-in banner there for Randy Kelton's Legal Defense Fund. Randy and Deborah Stevens and Eddie Craig have done a lot of hard work over the years helping people to figure out this system and helped a lot of people to, be spared. Anyway, the charges are bogus. They say here there's no evidence. He's being held. Now, he's now sentenced to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. The charges are bogus. There was no evidence, and the court never had jurisdiction. It was an obvious railroad job in retaliation due to the criminal complaints Randy tried to file against public servants in that county. We need to raise $30,000 or more to pay rent for Randy's legal expenses, including court transcripts and appeal bond, possibly attorney's fees, and to keep the network on the air. Randy has been a significant financial supporter of the Rule of Law Radio Network up to the point we need you listeners to chip in more than ever. You go up, jump up on the website, and if you can, when you can, check this out for yourself. They're asking people to call. They're asking the listeners to call the Cherokee County Court, and they give the telephone number. You can get it there. And the Cherokee County Attorney's Office, and ask them very politely for the phone numbers to the Cherokee County Jail and tell them you want the number to the jail because you want to check on Randall Kelton. In other words, we don't want him to be beat the hell out of, like so many others have, and wind up a bloody mess in a jail cell someplace and then claim that he committed suicide. Understand? Anyway, when you call the jail, they say here, ask to speak to him if possible, ask when he can take calls and when he can return calls, and try to leave a message and ask for any information. And they're saying, don't threaten anybody, just be nice. Just be nice and let the jail know that Randy has lots of supporters out here, people that listen to his radio broadcasts and that understand what he's trying to accomplish. But anyway, again, let's go to another one. Here's a little bright news, maybe. Alabama federal judge rejects the bid to delay enforcement of immigration law. Andrew Harris writing this one for Bloomberg. Enforcement of parts of Alabama's new immigration law won't be put on hold while the U.S. Justice Department appeals the September the 28th court ruling allowing them to take effect. Federal judges said. U.S. District Judge Sharon Lovelace Blackburn in Birmingham, Alabama, yesterday denied the federal government's request, saying she didn't foresee a substantial case for reversal of her decision last week. The measures she upheld, including allowing police to make a reasonable attempt to determine the immigration status of a person otherwise detained or arrested, quote, Alabama has an interest in enforcing laws properly enacted by its legislature. It's not likely to be found unconstitutional, Blackburn said in a four-page ruling. In a separate order, she denied a similar bid for delay in enforcement requested by civil rights groups in a parallel case. Governor Robert Bentley, a Republican, signed the Alabama immigration legislation on June the 9th. The law, the Beeson-Hammond Alabama Taxpayer and Citizen Protection Act, includes provisions requiring public schools to collect data on the enrollment of children of unlawful residents and criminalizing the failure of illegal immigrants to complete or carry alien registration documents. The U.S. sued to prevent its enactment, arguing that immigration policy can only be set by the federal government, not the states, and Alabama is saying not just no, but hell no. It's not a strict Tenth Amendment thing, but, it's on that order. Sheriff Babu could have used this kind of help from his legislature and his judiciary. Anyway, there's that article. It's up there. Cash-rich companies, again, face pressure to hike dividends. A lot of the companies out there, the big ones, They're just sitting on oodles and boodles, and they're not even paying dividends on their stocks. Kind of a closure article here. Air France, Flight 447 crash. Remember this one, probe, shows confused crew misread the instruments. Now, they can't find the black boxes of the supposed aircraft that supposedly were flown into the supposedly, Twin Towers buildings, which supposedly burned and fell to the ground, supposedly, including Building 7, supposedly, that fell out of sympathy for the others falling down. I mean, they're playing a game of all fall down. I guess Building 7 didn't want to be left out of the fun, supposedly. We can't seem to find the black boxes anywhere. How about, Shanksville? Boy, bing, bang, boom, airliner goes right into a hole. Of course, that's not the case. We heard the story the morning of. Young men, two of them, first guys on the scene, driving a little pickup truck. They grabbed a fire extinguisher out of the back of their pickup truck, and they were running around putting out flames and tires. Big, aircraft tires, jet aircraft tires, big ones. It was on news. I got it on tape, if I can find it. Anyway, pretty interesting. Debris all over the place, as they said. There was nothing out there in this huge debris field that was any bigger than a pack of cigarettes. You can imagine that the aircraft was blown out of the sky. That's not the whole story that they tell you over there in Shanksville. No, it's a different place. Anyway, but where's the black boxes? Well, Air France, if you remember, Flight 447, after a year looking for it or longer, they found it, 6,000 feet of water? They found the black box. They brought the black box up. This is the article. Air France Flight 447 crew reacted badly to an autumn pilot shutdown and misread instruments, including a gauge indicating how fast the plane was losing height. As it plunged into the Atlantic, killing 228 people, a report shows. Here's a quote. "I've lost VSI," close quote, the junior co-pilot said of the Airbus vertical speed indicator. That's VSI. According to a recording detailed in the report from court-appointed experts. In fact, the instrument was functioning normally. Its analog needle immobilized at the lower limit because the plane was hurtling toward the ocean at 15,000 feet a minute, the documents seen by Bloomberg News. Flight 447 from Rio de Janeiro to Paris crashed on June the 1st of 2009 after ice blocked the speed sensors, shut down the autopilot, and the crew incorrectly reacted by pulling the jet into a steep climb until it slowed to an aerodynamic stall. France BEA Accident Investigation Bureau said in May, the interim report from the criminal probe broadly endorses those findings. The aircraft stall went completely unnoticed by the crew, who made no reference to it, according to the report, which was presented to victims' families yesterday. Faced with unusual readings, the two co-pilots, alone at the controls while the captain was on a rest break, rejected those warnings en masse. The document identifies no fault with the Airbus beyond the failure of the Thales SA airspeed sensors, which caused the autopilot shutdown. Manslaughter charges have been filed against Paris-based Air France and Toulouse, France-based Airbus as part of the criminal investigation, which could increase damage payouts, if any, for criminal liability is established. Well, a little closure on that accident, but they found the black box. Why can't we? Be back tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.